Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Always bringing you as close to the stars as we can, and God, no different today. This is unbelievable. Blessed to have these people ready to talk to us. So listen, there is a new movie out called The Brutalist, and it follows the life of a fellow called Laszlo Toth, who is a Hungarian-born Jewish architect who survives the Holocaust and emigrates to the United States, where he struggles to achieve the American dream until a wealthy client comes along and changes his life. The wealthy client is Guy Pearce. Laszlo Toth is the brilliant Adrian Brody. Felicity Jones is in there as well. Have a listen to the trailer.
These are yours.
Yes.
Yes.
All of them?
Yes.
Tell me, why is an accomplished foreign architect shoveling coal here in Philadelphia?
I'm afraid it is not so simple. There was a war on, and yet many of the sites of my projects had survived. My buildings were devised to endure such erosion, shoreline.
There he is, Adrian Brody, with the incredible Hungarian accent. Absolutely unreal. He is an Oscar-winning star of movies like The Pianist, King Kong. Of course, he's been in Peaky Blinders with our very own Cillian Murphy. He's already won a Golden Globe for his role in the incredible film The Brutalist, where he plays Laszlo. And it's looking like he's going to sweep the boards at the Oscars as well in a few weeks' time. He is the star. He is Adrian Brody. Adrian, congratulations on this absolute titan of a movie. The Brutalist is incredible. I saw it just last night. And
wonderful.
It has stayed with me, unsurprisingly, until this morning. Your performance is genuinely incredible in this. And I know your own mother fled Hungary in the 50s. And I wonder, is there a kind of a background radiation for you of her stories that have informed a little bit of how you portrayed Laszlo in this movie?
Oh, absolutely. I find that my grandparents and my mother's journey has, you know, I'm an only child, and their struggles and their resilience and sacrifice have been very present with me my whole life. And it was an opportunity not only to honor that story, and also growing up in New York, I feel it's quite related to many of the people I grew up around there, you know, growing up in a very immigrant-rich community. But I feel like there's so many parallels with my own mother's journey as an artist, not only having had to experience and leave her home through the hardships of fleeing war, but her yearnings to leave behind a body of work, and how her work is very much influenced by her experiences. And these are all very much related to the lived experience of Laszlo in the film.
Definitely. And as an actor, I love your work, and I know you don't do things by halves. And I just wonder, what was the hardest thing you felt in your preparation for Laszlo? What was the thing that demanded the most work from you?
It was very important that the dialect was right. Mm. It's a very specific dialect, and I wanted, in fact, to find a sense of formality of a man of the 50s, and very much reminiscent of my grandfather's accent, which was quite pronounced, and I know that it was very hard for him, sounding so different, and his inability to have the breadth of vocabulary that he would have in his mother tongue, and I remember that even as a boy, of him looking for words to express himself, and it brought him closer to me, but it was a very significant and important facet for my interpretation of the character.
I speak a few languages, and I speak a couple of Eastern European languages, but to tell you now that what you did was just, and Hungarian is so difficult, even just to have the accent right, whatever about the language itself, which was also there. And listen, I love DIY as well. I love doing some work around the house. And Laszlo obviously is a wonderful architect, but I wonder, do you share with your love of art, and like, did you take on a renovation project of your home as a barn? Did you do that?
Yes, I've spent off and on close to 2 decades trying to renovate this barn.
Okay. And
it was a full 7 years at least of painstaking immersion of trying to run a renovation project, restoration with artisans and blacksmiths and stonemasons and traveling and finding unique pieces to integrate. And it's something that hasn't really been discussed a lot in talking about this film, but it's
sure.
I have an obsessive quality very similar to his own.
and a
real appreciation and love of architecture.
Amazing. Well, that will definitely have helped in your incredible portrayal of Laszlo. And listen, Cillian Murphy, you obviously worked with him on Peaky Blinders as one of our Irish brethren here. How was your experience with Cillian and Peaky?
I love Cillian. I really cherished that role and interaction with him, and what a wonderful thing that was. I mean, for him in particular, how beloved he is from that interpretation. But he's just such a fine actor, and I'm very happy for his success. I saw him during his Oscar run in Los Angeles quite a bit, and I saw him actually the day after his win with his son and his friends, and I'm very, very happy for him.
Well, we hope to see you on a similar run again for The Brutalist, Adrian. Thank you so much for this movie. Congratulations on it, and thanks for talking to me today.
Any thanks. Yep. Take care. Cheers.
Thanks. Hi, Dave.
Hi.
I watched this in a packed cinema in 70mm yesterday with a bunch of Irish people, and you got a round of applause at the end before the intermission. And a round of applause at the end of the movie. So even though you weren't there in person, we were all blown away by this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great. Felicity, Erzabeth, your character, she visually appears in the second half, but we hear her voice throughout the first half. And I wonder how much of a challenge is it when you're speaking effectively a language, I don't know whether you do speak Hungarian, but you're speaking a language I'm presuming you don't speak, and you're acting. Like, how do you act in a language you don't speak when you don't see your person on film? It's just incredible.
Well, that when I read the part, it just felt like, for those reasons, it just felt like such a huge challenge and challenging in a way that I've never done something that demanded that from me as an actor. And that was part of the allure as well, is this going, how the hell do I pull this off? You know, there were so many elements to her, the Hungarian speaking, the accent, the way, the malnutrition that she'd suffered,
yeah.
expressed herself physically. It was the whole kit and caboodle was just, I'm in. I want to see if I can do this.
Amazing. And Mr. Guy Pearce, I do not take a good American accent for granted at any point as an Irish person. And I hear an Australian doing it. It's very impressive. But what I love most about you, Guy, is when I watch one of your movies, I never see Guy Pearce. I always just see Harrison Van Buren or whoever it is on screen. I'm never in any moment gone, oh, that's Guy Pearce. It's just you inhabit these characters so brilliantly.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's the task, isn't it, I suppose, is to sort of, you know, disappear into whoever it is you're playing. So thank you. And this was a character who really, you know, had a lot going on, somebody who certainly was struggling with his own internal kind of unresolved bitterness and trying to sort of present to the world someone who was confident and powerful, etc. But probably deep down wasn't. So a very interesting character to play.
Yeah, and were you aware reading him that he had brilliant comedic moments? Like, I suppose comedic's a strong word, but like last night in the cinema, there were laughs at, you know, lines that Harrison would deliver.
I certainly, not necessarily. I mean, I think that, you know, when I say that our conversations are intellectually stimulating, and then I say it a second time, I realize that that gets a laugh. And in fact, I've seen the film 3 times now, and a number of lines get a laugh. And I'm, of course, trying to understand why. And I think it's not because he's funny per se, but it's because there is this sort of earnest presentation in who he is trying to be. I think that on some level, the audacity of that, I think, makes people laugh. I think people probably kind of go, is he for real?
Well, it's so pretentious as well.
Yes. Yeah.
It's this dude.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
thinking he's getting away with it, you know?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Felicity, Erzabeth, she she kind of, because she isn't in the first half of the movie, she appears in the second half of the movie. She's almost like a, I don't know, she's almost like a ghost in the first half. And then when she arrives, we see a different kind of relationship than you usually see in a movie, which is a couple reconnecting as opposed to it's the beginning or it's the end. This is a different thing to explore.
Well, as you say, you have this, you know, this enormous anticipation. They've been away from each other for 8 years. And as you've been hearing her voice, you're going, well, who is this person? You know, what's going on here? And then when they meet, there's such honesty in those scenes that it's actually a little bit awkward, and there's a little bit of tension between them, and it's hard for them to navigate what their relationship is, having had all this distance. But what you realize underneath it is this: there is this absolute strength of belief, particularly from Erzsébet. You know, she's absolutely determined that this relationship is going to work and is going to try and make their life in America work. She has a, you know, I've been calling it this sort of Jedi-like quality to her, where she will endure and she will make sure the truth is revealed no matter what it takes.
Yeah. And very quickly before I wrap up, Guy, you've worked with Michael Fassbender, Saoirse Ronan, and Felicity. You've worked recently with Tom Vaughan Lawler. Like, what's,
oh, I loved him, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what an amazing actor he is. But what's your experience in Ireland been like? Have we treated you well, both of you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love working in Ireland.
Country.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Yeah. And, you know, you Irish are quite funny, really. Good fun to work with. Yeah. Good, honest people.
It's a wonderful place. On my grandfather's side, we're Irish.
Any idea? So yeah, whereabouts?
That's why.
Because the people listening will want to know where they can claim you from. Any idea whereabouts your grandfather's side was?
Tipperary.
Oh, the fella sitting beside me is the biggest Tipperary man in Ireland. Yay! So Cathal is delighted. Guys, congratulations on The Brutalist. It is just an epic film. Everyone needs to go see it in the cinema as well. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.